This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered, or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And let's talk to Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina, returning from a successful Osceola turkey hunt in the state of Florida. Robbie, that's a good-looking bird, man. Tell us a story.
Well, Don, I got down there last weekend, and I was able to harvest a true Osceola. He was only about 17 pounds, but Don, that Florida, Central Florida, is a special place, man. It's if I blindfolded you and brought you in the middle of Florida, we think of Florida, we think of beaches, we think of Disney World, we think of Florida Keys. Nobody ever thinks about, unless you're a turkey hunter, what Central Florida actually looks like. And it's such a beautiful place, Don. And if you haven't ever done a turkey hunt down there, it's a little pricey, but it's well worth going to. And I tell you, it's a special place to me, and I love it. And I as long as they'll have me there, I'm going back. That Osceola hunt is something that kind of kicks off the season, Don, and it's a little bit earlier than everywhere else, but nevertheless, I tell you, it's hard to pull a bird off of hens. We all know this as turkey hunters. We've done it. But it's everywhere we went, the birds are still henned up pretty good. I'm always kind of trying to be an opening weekend guy, but I tell you, I think next year I'm going to book for the second weekend. Ooh, man, it's tough to get them. It's tough to get them gobblers off them hens, man. It was a really, really hard hunt. But of course we didn't have the weather cooperate, for Sunday. It's a 3-day hunt, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We had a bunch of rain come in off that front from here last weekend. It finally made it down there for Sunday, and we got rained out Sunday, so we called it off. So we hunted Monday, but I did get one, and I tell you what, it was absolutely fun, and I'm absolutely going back.
Any difference you notice in the behavior of the bird? They're generally a little lighter than a regular eastern turkey you find, you know, further to the west. And, you know, size-wise, they're a little smaller. But anything distinctively different in the way that they call or the way that they approach, you know, hunters with hens and things?
No, Don. You know, turkeys do turkey things. And, you know, this bird was not vocal at all. This bird never you know, we've heard plenty of birds gobble on a roost. We heard them, you know, on the ground. But this particular bird that we killed, I'm telling you, he wasn't vocal at all. He never said, you know, boo. I mean, he just come out and just, he did his thing, and I was able to take him, and happy to get it. But, you know, he was out there strutting with the rest of it, but never gobbled one time, nothing. But for the most part, they are a pretty vocal bird. Most of your birds that are real vocal, Don, are really are your 2-year-olds. I guess the older your turkeys get, the wiser they get. I guess you'd say so.
Yeah, well, if he lived that long, you know, just like that one you got. I mean, if they come in and let the other birds talk and they come in silent, their chances of survival's a whole lot better. Well, Robbie, switching from turkey hunting to fishing, man, I know you don't have any early week reports because, man, the wind was just horrendous. But anybody get out yesterday and what'd they find? Any clean water around?
Well, you know, Don, yesterday was a little bit of a game changer. The water finally cleaned up yesterday evening. Now the guys that went out and did sheephead runs in the sound, you know, and along the long rocks, they did very well. But I got a friend of mine, Jack Hickman. He's in his kayak club thing, doing a kayak rodeo, and he came down here yesterday, and he went up the channel towards the bus cut up that way, and he managed to catch. He managed to catch 6 trout yesterday evening fishing plastics. So yesterday was a little bit of a game changer. You know, it's just kind of like hitting the reset button, Don. After, you know, having 2 fronts come in, west wind blowing 25 and the water being so muddy, you know, yesterday was a little bit of a game changer. And I had another boat went up that way and fished along those rocks and caught some redfish. Most of them were bulls. But nevertheless, they did catch some. They did catch some redfish up there. So, and again, this is the reset button. So today's going to be a day that, you know, you're going to have to go out and find some clean water and try to start all over again.
Well, going to be some nice conditions to get out. You got live shrimp?
No, we do not. Well, we had some last week, Michael went out and tried. He's going out this morning and going to try again today. The only thing I have right now is minnows and dead frozen shrimp. So, I tell you, Don, it is a game changer when you do have them, because when we had them last week, several boats, Jonathan Sanchez, they all did great. Mr. Glenn, he even did great. Oh, and again, I want to thank Mr. Glenn for doing a radio show for us last week while I was down there turkey hunting in Florida. So, they caught fish on the backside of the dam going out towards Anastasio on live shrimp. So it is a game changer when we do have them. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he catches some today. So hopefully that all works out. But for the most part, you know, we're going to have minnows and dead shrimp for right now.
Got it. Robbie, want to spend a second talking about next weekend's Bayou Cleanup Day. Jimmy Corley and Tee-Wee's on the Bayou putting that together at your marina. 9:00. There's going to be some free crawfish after the cleanup. What do people need to know and bring to come down and participate?
Well, you know, you're walking on the banks of the other side of the bayou. First thing is wear some boots, because you're going to get a little muddy. You're walking and, you know, you're walking on the bank on the other side. And you know, Don, this is something that we do every year. And it's, you know, it's picking up water bottles and trash and wood and, you know, and so forth and so on. And I think last year we cleaned up, I think they had 10 trucks that we picked up out of here last year. I'm talking big garbage trucks of stuff. So you know, it's something that needs to be done, and you know, it's a community effort. I would say bring boots. I think the bags and everything else will be provided here, but just wear some boots and do know that you will get a little bit muddy walking up on the other side of that bayou. So, you know, but for the most part, just boots.
Gotcha. Robbie, thanks for all the info. Congratulations on the turkey, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marine.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.